You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by Nedbank Agribusiness. Think bigger. Think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank. It's Agri Tuesday, and this week we're doing things a little differently for our Agri feature. We're going to be celebrating one of our big agricultural victories in the form of a recent crowning of the 7th best vineyard in the world and the 2nd best vineyard in Africa that was recently awarded to the team at Creation Wines. We're going to take a look at their business. We're going to take a look at what it took to win these prizes and what we make of it. I'm joined on the line by the co-founder and marketing director at Creation Wines, Carolyn Martin, to take a look at their business and how they've gotten to where they are today. Carolyn, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. First things first, congratulations on the significant milestone for the business. I can imagine to be placed amongst the best vineyards in the world is no small achievement. How are you and the Creation Wines team feeling?
Oh, I mean, we absolutely elated. It's, you know, thrilling to be ranked as 7th in the world's 50 best vineyards this year. I mean, to be in the top 10 is quite remarkable, especially when you look at the competition from around the world. You know, there's some significant players in that, very famous champagne houses and Riesling producers and fabulous producers from all over the world, from France and Portugal and Chile and Argentina, Australia, everywhere. Yeah.
Carolyn, what inspired the business? Take me through the journey and how it all began.
It's incredible. I mean, when we started here, there was 11 kilometers of gravel road, and still we managed to bring so many visitors to the tasting room to have these beautiful experiences. But it took time, you know, and I think one of the most important things is being available and being open 7 days a week like we are, because it means that people know that you're going to be there for them. And, you know, to start this project, it was a sheep farm 22 years ago, and now we've managed to, it's become a world-class wine estate, and it's due to the amazing foresight that JC had, you know, obviously growing beautiful Pinot Noir and Chardonnay in the Himalayan Arda. It's perfect weather conditions for these cultivars, and it's wonderful to be able to train local people. So we've trained so many sommeliers and International Wine Education Trust graduates. In fact, we've got 5 in training right now in Stellenbosch, but we trained 17 International Wine Education Trust graduates and also 20 sommeliers last year. And we, for us, it's about how do we reinvest in the community? And those people go out into the world and they buy our wines and start to sell our wines. A great example is a young man who started his wine career at Creation, and now he actually has trained 2,000 people in the Maldives in wine, and those people will be selling our wine. Isn't that amazing?
Carolyn, let's take a look at the competition itself. I mean, ranking the 50 best vineyards in the world, I can imagine, is something that every vineyard strives to be part of and to achieve. But not only that, to rank as high as you did is a mark of excellence that I imagine something that you've been working towards for many years.
Yeah, I think we've been working on this for the last 22 years. And I think what's incredible is, you know, how the list is curated by hundreds of international wine, travel and hospitality experts. But the most important thing is it not only recognizes the quality of the wines, but also the entire experience from the biodiversity we have here at Creation. You know, we WWF champions, to the beautiful art we always have. Once a year, we change our art installations with local artists. It's about the food from the region, so how we celebrate our food culture here. 80% of our ingredients come from within 80 kilometers of Creation. And I don't know if you know, but in our region, we were listed as a UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in 2019, and that is about the incredibly pristine environment in which we grow our vineyards and the wonderful foods that we have here, the beautiful cheeses and amazing olive oils and butter from Botrophir, and, you know, there's so many things, all the ancient grains that we have here. We have the best sweet potatoes in South Africa grown in Napier close to us. So there are lots of fantastic products that we can work with in our region. And it's also not only about that, but it's about the whole concept of creation and our story about wellness from the vineyards and the work that we do with scientists right through to our community and to the team that work with us, and then how we actually present that to the guests. So when you come to visit us, you have a fabulous wine and food pairing, but it's all about how the guest feels when they leave. And that's about to, that's got to do with, you know, having a fantastic anti-inflammatory food and wine pairing and just a beautiful experience. So it's about the joy of wine and food and the community that we uplift here.
Carolyn, what inspired you and the rest of the team at Creation Wines to pursue such a high level of excellence? Owning a vineyard is one thing, but then taking that vineyard and saying, we would like to compete on a global scale at the highest level of quality, is that something that was there from the onset, or did that just come along the way? You realized that you had the ability to achieve this and you went after it.
I think, we both, Jesse, Jean-Claude, my husband, whose vision it was to actually start Creation, and my vision, we both come from wine families. We've both grown up in the wine industry, Jean-Claude in Switzerland and myself in South Africa. And we've grown up in families where it was about how do we take the community and create this excellence in everything that we do, from the viticultural work that we do right through to the winemaking process and then, you know, into the kitchen. And how do we deliver that exceptional experience to the wonderful guests that come to visit us? You know, because we have a lot of local guests, but we also have guests coming from all around the world to visit us. And we just have this real pride in our sense of place. And of course, this is what wine is about. You know, they talk about terroir, but it's really about how do we blend, you know, art, science, our people, our sense of place, and how do we share that with our guests? And we love doing this. So for us, it's, you know, creating immersive wine and food pairing experiences and really nature-focused experiences. I mean, the name Creation is all about how do we work together with nature, you know, and it's also about the place where we're from, the Himmlischen Erde, which aptly translates in English into the place of heaven and earth. And we want to share that. It's such a beautiful place. And I think we have so much to offer in South Africa. And one of the most beautiful things about our offering in South Africa is our people, you know, and the warmth of hospitality that we have here and the capacity to deliver such beautiful work from an artisanal point of view, you know, whether it's the handcrafted work that we do in the vineyards or the food that we bring to the table and the combination of the wine and the food.
Carolyn, what's this going to do for the business's confidence going into your upcoming productions, your upcoming seasons? Wine is such a passionate business to get into, and some years are better than others, some years are tougher than others, and putting in the hard hours when it is tough only to come out of it the other side ranked as highly as you are in the world. What does that mean for the team taking this forward?
I think our goal is not to, you know, it's not just to remain in the global top 10. It's really to help position South Africa as one of the world's leading fine wine and wine tourism destinations. And that is the main intention that we have. And besides that, it's really, we are so focused on our clients. You know, we absolutely, it's about how do we become one of the world's most loved wine estates in the world? So how do we look after our customers so that they truly appreciate the culture of agriculture and the joy and, you know, what this brings to the community to work in agriculture and how wine is brought to the table? So for us, it's really about, it's about creating those connections, which are so powerful.
Carolyn, what would you say to other wineries in South Africa that see the achievements that Creation Wines has been able to attain, that see what is possible on the global stage and that might be wondering, how do I get my winery or my vineyard to that level? What would you say to them?
I think what's really important is, you know, we have an opportunity to create a really sustainable business, not only from sustainable agricultural point of view, but also in terms of sustainable leadership. And the most interesting thing for us is when we work in this industry to actually bring people to see our place and where we make the wine and to meet the people is really critical. And wine tourism is 10% of world tourism, but not only that, I think so many of our wine sales come from our tasting room. You know, we know that about 30% of our sales are directly from the cellar door where people walk out with a bottle of the wine that they've chosen. And but that doesn't only happen just at the cellar door. People go home to wherever they are in South Africa or around the world, and then they find our wine on wine lists in top gastronomy, or they actually want to order our wine and they are able to do it in their local shops. So I think from a business point of view, wine tourism is where brand South Africa, brand wine South Africa can really, you know, do so well, because people want to relive those memories. They want to remember the place that they came to where they were in the heart and the home of the brand. And I would just like to say, please make a reservation at reservations@creationwines.com, and also find us on the R320 between Hermanus and Caledon, and we are just off the N2 or off the R43. Up the Himalayanada Road.
Folks, the next time you are looking for the very best wine to either gift to a friend, to try for yourself, to celebrate with, don't take it from us. Take it from the experts that have ranked Creation Wines as amongst the very best wine vineyards in the entire world. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Another congratulations to the team at Creation Wines. Thanks so much to the co-founder and marketing director, Carolyn Martin, for joining us to tell us more about what it is that they're doing and how it is that they're achieving such great success. This feature was brought to you by Nedbank Agribusiness. Think bigger, think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
What if a bank didn't just finance your farm, but helped you grow it? Nedbank Agribusiness offers more than just financial solutions. Our experts provide deep industry insights to help you identify opportunities and risks within your business area. Agriculture evolves, and so do we. We stay connected to industry stakeholders and the latest research, ensuring your business thrives on every hectare. So when you think growth, think bigger. Think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank, we're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.